Welcome to Clickstar, brought to you by Lucky Dice Cafe out of Huntsville, Alabama. Check them out at LuckyDiceCafe.com. And now for your hosts, Daniel Powell, Jason Alvey, Alex Coons, and Tyler Spees.
Hey everybody, welcome to Clickstuff today. This is your host Daniel Powell speaking. Just want to let everybody know that Clickstuff is brought to you by TrollandToad.com, the world's largest HeroClix retailer. Find HeroClix new and old on TrollandToad.com and use coupon code Clickstuff for 5% off your HeroClix order. And if you like what you're listening to today, check us out Clickstuff, Patreon.com/Clickstuff. $1 and above gets entered into our monthly giveaways. $5 and above gets entered into our Discord server for HeroClix strategy and tactics discussion. And joining me today is Jason Alvey. Who is apparently on mute, but he's there.
Sorry, the set was so boring I already fell asleep, my bad.
Yeah, so and continuing to join us is Tyler Spees.
Heyo.
And lastly but not leastly, Alex Coos. So yeah, I didn't have any nicknames tonight. I finished a trailer refurbish this evening, so
Oh, what movie?
A trailer, yeah, or refurbishing a trailer, not something movie related.
We're pumped. We shouldn't be so down. We're pumped.
Yeah. So
next
phase. Yeah. All right. So set review. Next phase. We're just going to jump right in. CUR. We are going to cover Pulp. And 300 Modern, as a reminder, our set reviews are designed for the competitive player playing Modern, 300 Modern, or 300 Pulp. If there is something that really sticks out that meshes well with Silver Age, we'll probably just mention that in passing as well. But that is not typically the focus of our set reviews. So
yeah, and if you want to hear more of like our Modern talk, don't forget we'll probably do a tier maker, so we'll be going through these figures again and you'll be able to visually see it as well.
Yeah, so we did not do a tier maker for Wheels of Vengeance and it feels like we missed out on that.
Yep.
So let's start out 001 She-Hulk.
Okay, well.
She's great. No,
she nope. nothing exciting there for Pulp or Modern. We're going to go quickly because these set reviews tend to be 3 or 4 hours. So if y'all really have something here, speak up. Don't feel like I'm rushing you intentionally. I'm just
I already feel rushed.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Jason. Yeah. Okay. 002 Kate Bishop.
Nope.
Nope.
No move and attack. No thanks.
Yeah.
Clint Barton.
Clint Barton's okay in Pulp because he brings shield. He's 50 points for 6 clicks and he can choose between precision, EE, and Pensai, and he's got decent keywords, so he's okay for Pulp. That's it.
Miss Marvel. Oh, that's the one from the show. That's her WonderCon outfit.
AvengerCon.
Yeah. She is okay, for 35.
Solid in Pulp, for sure, because it gives you access to Barrier and TK.
Yeah.
On one figure. That's good.
And we're getting ever closer to the being able to make the podcaster theme team.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, solid enough for Pulp. A good support piece. Moon Knight does not make your opponent discard a character.
Shifting focus.
I don't think it's worth it, no.
Yeah, the only time you would may consider it is 25 mm-hmm. points. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Not necessarily this one. Maybe the other one in Pulp, but it's still a big if.
Right. Mr. Knight.
Other shifting focus.
Yeah, so this one, yeah, okay. Got it.
Not thrilling.
Nope. Not thrilling at all. Kazi, Fat Man's Used Cars. When a friendly character uses Underworld, they may carry two characters regardless of point values for 40 points and leadership with willpower. Not worth it. Nope.
You know,
that was kind of cool, but not good enough to play. If he was like 20 points, maybe.
Yeah, real quick about not trying to talk about Mr. Knight. Isn't it weird that there's only two characters with shifting focus? Are we missing some?
No, like, Moon Knight only, whenever he was in Moon Knight form, he only went between Moon Knight and Mr. Knight.
Those two. I thought maybe they would have like a
human form, maybe, but
yeah, the human form or other things, but like it just seems weird.
Marcus Steven, yeah.
Yeah, it's like weird that they just had two, and it's like, here you go, here's your two.
Yeah.
Well, we had to jam pack this set with other exciting, you know, characters like Tracksuit and Uwu, whatever the hell that is.
All right, let's not hate on Tracksuit.
Let's not get too far ahead.
We'll get there.
Demon is no thanks. Demon? It is not six damage, so it is relatively low cost though, so that's good.
Yeah, Flurry 11 for 3 for 15. I wish I had like Mystics or something.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're getting them so far, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Yelena, the target trait for the assassins
hasn't come to fruition yet, so probably no.
Probably not going to. All right, track point, track suit.
Now, Tracksuit's okay because he's an expendable goon, so he works with the notorious ones.
Ooh, I like that.
And this one compares to, I think, the G.O.O.N one. Is that the one with the empower?
It's always in power sidestep. That's cool. That's pretty cool.
And super. Yeah.
That's very solid.
Tyler, you're a little quiet. Let me try to turn you up. Because you just said something and just nobody heard you. Let me try to turn you up a little bit.
But yeah, real quick, we like the expendable goons coming out of Notorious. They've seen play in other formats. I've seen them played in Pulp. So this one is pretty good. Like we said, sidestep, it has the Underworld TA in power, and actually has a rollout. It has super senses. Yep. So.
Yeah.
I think it's solid. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, if you look at it just as Tracksuit and like don't have the Notorious pieces, it's still kind of okay, but Expendable Goons with the others is what makes it better. And I like that they have this kind of cross, you know, universe. Like, it's something that works with DC and Marvel. I kind of like that little thing they added on there.
Say something, Tyler, about Tracksuit.
Yes. I agree with Alex about Tracksuit being good.
Okay, that's better. I finally got you cranked up high enough.
We all like Tracksuit. He's great. Yep. 15 points. Yep. Awesome.
Sounds good.
Ooh, 30-point monster leadership.
And Tracksuit is also an X-Men. Just don't forget.
Hey, Dark Phoenix could make Tracksuit hit twice if you really wanted to, because he's a brood.
Boy.
So, was Monster missing its leadership?
Yes.
Commissioner left.
Left. So
Venom Mags left.
Who were we using on that team for leadership? Oh, like
MOE.
MOE or
Genesis.
Yeah, MOE or Genesis, yeah.
And it wasn't really working out.
This
is the answer.
So that would this saves 10 points. This saves 10 points over Genesis, basically.
Yeah.
For Monster.
It has team player and power leadership. We're talking about Emil Blonsky, number 11.
Yeah, I mean, I do definitely like 30-point leadership for Pulp. And I like the empower for Kong. Remove an action token from Emil. If you do, give an action token to a friendly character with the Abomasnik. Can that just work?
Abomasnik.
What do you mean?
What if you don't have an action token? What if you don't have a character within four squares with the Obama Boss?
Then you can't do it.
Why not?
You can. Yeah.
Oh, you've done it yourself,
right?
I mean, what, I don't know. Because
there's a period there. Free, remove an action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you get to do that first, and typically you get to do actions until they're no longer legal. Or, I mean,
there's
like
probably.
There's probably something
that prevents this.
Yeah, probably. So we'll just go with you don't get to do it, and hopefully one of the folks that a little more detailed can let us know. But he's fine.
Yeah.
Hulk.
He's a Hulk. Not that great though.
He is indeed a Hulk.
He's a subpar Hulk. Yeah.
Yep. Maya Lopez.
Blah.
It's been a while since we've seen something that says you hit something and they can't use attack powers. But unfortunately, that's not that great. So.
Yep. Okay. Baby Groot.
So, Baby Groot is hard to... for me to measure, because it's shifting focus. We have, what, four of them? Like, yeah. There's this one. There's two chases, I think, that are Baby Groot, or at least one.
There's two.
There's a rare that's... So that one's got Outwit for 40 points. He gets rid of Stealth.
This one, yeah, Destroy All... So the one we're talking about, 014... Destroy all adjacent standard terrain markers. That's okay. Every time I look at each Groot, I'm like, okay, that's sort of interesting. But nothing has stood out to me, and it's probably I just haven't looked at all four of them.
Well, so I'm looking at that one. This one seems fine. It destroyed all adjacent terrain markers. Okay, leap climb. He can get into places. That's cool. Okay. Then 031 is the next one.
Yes.
And it's an outwit. With sidestep force blast. Force blast is free, but only to target a character that moves since your last turn. Baby Groot can knock back characters larger than himself.
And takes away stealth.
With a line of fire, yeah.
And four squares, yeah.
That's not bad. I mean, once again, we're talking 40 points, and you could swap between the two of them.
Yeah,
but then you hop into the chases, which
we can just talk about them real quick. I mean, that's fine. I mean,
let's just do the whole package while we're in.
Yeah, 059's got a 20 defense and support. Regeneration, but only if Baby Groot occupies water terrain. When a friendly character occupied water plane would heal. They heal an additional click. Smoke cloud is free, but as water terrain instead of smoke.
There's five of them.
What's the fifth one?
201. It's one of the play. It's the either the pizza or the play ones. I was sitting there wondering where's this other one
like from. All this, yeah. I'm not getting anything exciting about this.
Yeah, if you could somehow give that Baby Groot the 059 a sweet defend,
yeah,
then we're talking.
Yes, exactly. If there was an equipable defend, like I know you couldn't like give it to him, like at the start.
But you can
of
do
the
it
game.
In silver.
Well, now he's tiny.
No, so how are you giving him defend in silver?
I don't know. If you can't equip him, you can't do it.
No, I mean, you can, but it would have to be a gauntlet, and he would take a
Carter shield.
Damage in.
Yeah, the Carter shield would give him
okay.
a defend.
That's fair.
Plus one. Like, yeah.
I mean, maybe, but golly, he's 40 points. But you know what? I could see it with silver being 400 points, And he does have Cosmic. And you could do a bunch of swap stuff with Latveria and Demon and Armor. The Magic 20 with Demon with a Carter Shield. So I'm just thinking out loud here. That's a good call, Jason. Carter Shield gives him Defend. And then you play with Demon and Armor, Latveria. So you get a nice little theme team. Start out with the Cosmic Dark Phoenix. Equip her with the shield. Swap her out. Have Baby Groot pick it up. Then you're walking around a 20. A 20, mm-hmm. but 20, and he's tiny, so he's easier to hide. And he's got stealth.
Okay, I'm back, I think. Who are we talking about?
We're talking about the Baby Groot packages, but now you sound really like blah, like you're in a megaphone.
In a megaphone.
Yes. Yeah, you sound awful now. You sounded good before. Oh,
that's because I wasn't on my phone. All right, give me one more second.
Okay, you're fine. We're going to keep rolling.
The next one, the 060, is the one that charges, and if you change elevations, he charges, hits for 3, super strength, and then quakes for free.
Mm-hmm.
After you charge, if you change elevation, and perplex. Like, that one arguably is the best Baby Groot out of all of them. Because it's a charge, even though it's only for movement of 3.
Yeah.
But
I think the Baby Groot with the 20 and the Cosmic keyword makes about the most sense so far. You said 201?
Yeah, there's 201.
And that one.
He has Empower, Super Strength. Yeah. He's got Stealth when a debris marker is placed within 8 squares of Baby Groot. After resolution, you may place Baby Groot in the square of the debris marker. And then free dance off. Well, he doesn't get that till click 4 and 5.
So he might as well not have it.
If he had that, it'd be at the beginning. It'd be great.
Yeah. So I mean, it's one of those, like, each one is kind of interesting, but they don't do anything really.
Yeah.
Except
for 059.
But in one rare case.
Yes. Like, and that's only in silver. It's not in modern. It's definitely not in pulp.
Right, so it's definitely something where if someone finds a way to maximize his potential, like gets really familiar with Baby Groot and knows how to swap well, then sure, maybe there's something there. But it kind of sucks that 2 of our chases is taken up by this.
Yes. So 15 is the Trick Arrow. I do want to wait for Trick Arrow until after the CUR. Let's just make that the first super rare that we cover. Quote unquote super rare.
Well, we did talk about it, didn't we, on the last episode?
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
So just remember going forward, the qualifying words for Trick Arrow is marksman. Right. So when we're talking about even these uncommons and rares, we could talk about it outside of pulp. Hey, this rare could technically have Trick Arrow for free.
Right. So. Makes sense. Common Wong
is meh. Okay. Yeah.
Meh.
He's a TK prob.
Yeah.
Good for sealed, probably.
Yeah. He's good for sealed, as is our first uncommon, Jin Walters. I do like a 30-point 18 defend with prob.
Yeah.
And team player.
Yeah.
Team player is strong. Like, team player is really good.
Yeah. I like her for sealed. An 18 with a prob is hard to hit continuously in sealed.
She is going to be... Go ahead.
Is there a She-Hulk that we care about for her size and active thing?
Yes.
Yeah, the chase one, probably.
Whoa. It's okay. Yeah.
Way to spoil it, Dan.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, people are going to look at this. Yeah, I mean, this stuff is... Like, I've seen this set compared to Joker's Wild already.
That was one person on
Facebook. Yeah, and then I've seen it compared to the last Next Phase. It didn't really have a compelling CUR, but there were super rares and chases that made you go chase the set. So, and this is definitely the case for this one so far. The commons are all pretty much That.
We liked tracksuit for sure.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's okay. It's not like, so it's these things that are like little tiny support things, but they're not on the level of like Venom Mags or Super Rare Flash. Yeah, but he wasn't a common. I know, but none of these things are like game changing, right? That's the kind of stuff that's really exciting to talk about. And this is just like,
sure, but
a little bit of spice.
It's a common.
Yeah, so Jen Walters is definitely more exciting in Silver Age. A little, we're going to talk about it because there are some older She-Hulks that are better. Mm-hmm. War of the Realms one was solid with the free TK. There was the one that lets you roll for not theme team or something like that. So,
yeah, I feel like even then it's tough to use her as a sideline spot when she comes in on her last click. Like, it's like not that exciting.
Sure.
You know what I'm excited about? Is getting more Seinfeld clicks like the next one.
Valentina Allegra de Fontaine. I don't know if I said that right or not, but
now if we just get the rest of the gang, it'll be great. Right.
So she's
a keyword cheat.
So yes, and she's in Pulp. I looked at it the other day. Funny enough, though, most of these, like most assassins, already have spy. Most soldier, like there's already a lot of cross keyword. Yeah, but it does get you, like, I believe, like Red Widow, Blue Marvel. Like, it does key. What's his face? The pulse wavy guy.
Deathstroke?
Deathstroke. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I love a Deathstroke.
And that means if he has Thunderbolts, the timing is a good question, but I think if he has Thunderbolts, he would share that. With Justice League.
Work. Yeah, I know what you mean, but
because they happen at the same time.
So take like three of the best Pulp pieces and give them a good prob piece to go with them, make them all theme together. Yeah,
but
basically has global prob at that point.
Yeah, and Shield. So she's definitely Pulp wise, probably up there as this is potentially exciting.
No, that doesn't work.
Why
not?
They're
both when establishing
things. Oh yeah, then it works. Then it works.
Yeah, it happens at the same time. So yeah. Basically you could give a Teen Titans or Justice League character Thunderbolts to join in with whatever Assassin Soldier and Spy that you have, which most of the good pieces have
You know what would make her better than Prob? Is if what? She also had leadership.
That would be good.
Because the loss of Skinny Steve and whoever we used for leadership, Alex, we lost them to... Who did we play Who did we play for leadership that was really good?
It wasn't Valeria. I'd have to think about it.
I'm just thinking. That Deathstroke lost his soldier, leadership. So, that's the big thing for that team. And but I do like her. I mean, that totally works. You mean it's basically, you know, the Justice League. Welcome to the Thunderbolts.
Yeah. So we're primarily talking Pulp. I don't think she'll really have that big of an impact for modern.
Yeah, she's too bad. She's an awful dial for 40 points.
Yeah, right. But Pulp, she's one of the first exciting pieces in the set for Pulp where you're like, hey, this might change things a little bit.
So, this Jack fella here, during force construction, Jack Duquesne's may be assigned a sword equipment without paying its cost.
Oh, boy.
So, for like...
That's so weird.
6 months, he can have a soul sword.
Or all black the necro sword.
No. They did clarify that it's just it would be just the swords from the Exosword stuff.
But did they clarify this one?
Swords, it's sword equipment.
I'm saying this one could be different.
No, it's definitely not. It's definitely not. It's the character has, it's the character card for the equipment has sword in its parentheses.
Yeah. This guy's, I mean, he's
not great.
You know, sidestep, precision strike, flurry, exploit weakness, close combat expert, combat reflexes. It's like every close combat ability in the game.
Right.
It's like, it, you know, it's not flurry, 12 attack, blades.
It is. It is.
Charge.
Yeah.
He could have charge. That's fair. Yeah. He does not have charge.
Harrow. What show was he in?
He's the bad guy. Yeah, he's the bad guy in Moon Knight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he is. You're right. You're right.
The guy with the cane.
The guy with the cane. Like
Ethan Hawke, dude. He was the bad guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just remember the Egyptian gods battle at the end at this point, because it's been over a year already.
Yeah.
So he was kind of the bad guy, but like for all the episodes leading up to that.
Gotcha. Yeah, some of that Moon Knight stuff was a little hard to follow. But
looking back on it, I still think it's great. So, but Haro here is not not good.
Nope. Layla. Yeah, I'm not gonna try to mispronounce her last name. She's got a stop click, super senses, perplex, outwit, 50 points, super generic dial, not that great.
Mm-hmm.
Runa, shape change. She gets to do it twice. Perplex, and she modifies her defense. No, not that great.
Man, we were reaching for characters here, weren't we?
When an opposing character within range and line of fire uses perplex, that use of perplex has no effect, and instead, so she negates an enemy perplex. That's kind of cool.
The line of fire is the deal breaker for me.
Yeah, it's always the hard part.
Yeah.
If they took that off, then she's still probably not playable. But
yeah, because
at least she's range. Yeah, at least she's interesting at that point.
Yeah,
where you're like, well, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Sarkin. No.
So he's one of the Obamaste people, but he just doesn't do anything.
No, Yelena.
Got a lot of white powers. Are they good?
Charge plasticity.
No, that's not good.
You have to be within two squares to target her.
That's opposing characters can't target Elena unless they're within two squares of her. She does not have stealth to stack on top of that.
No, but
she's just
you have to be within two stealth. You have to be within two.
She's ignorable for 65 points, though, really.
Yeah, she needed like blades or close combat expert or something. She has 7 clicks for 65. It's like not awful, but
yeah.
She would get the bow for free, but she has charge, unfortunately.
Yeah, some of the arrows do work with close combat attacks though, so that is something.
I think all of them do. They're pretty sure they just trigger on attack.
Yeah.
Which is dumb.
Track suit with quake combat reflexes and exploit with stealth.
Yep, another goon.
Not as exciting as the common one.
No, maybe if he had outwit on his 15-point line.
And this guy doesn't have the brute keyword. Maybe that's a mistake, but this guy is not an X-Man.
Because this guy's all about finesse.
Well, it's because I don't know. It's because he's got the mask on, so maybe he's just not as brutish as the guy that doesn't have the mask on.
Or it's just a mistake and it's missing it. I don't know. One or the other.
I feel like it's probably intentional.
Nikki Ramos. When establishing theme teams, Nikki Ramos gains the keywords of a friendly character named She-Hulk or Jen Walters.
Oh boy.
A not-so-great incapacitate power. This was her assistant, right?
Yes. It's her best friend, yeah.
Yeah, best friend slash assistant.
I think she's another lawyer, I think.
She's a lawyer, too.
Gotcha. So it was not her assistant, it was her peer. Incapacitate, she will remove an action token from a friendly character. No, this is not. This is bad. The not-so-good wrecker, which is not so good.
Yeah, no, he's not so good.
Wrecking Crew.
Leapfrog, though.
30 points for six clicks is interesting.
Figures seem to be better than they should, so I'm excited.
Leap Climb, free, choose a direct path and roll a d6. Knock Leapfrog back along that path. Along that path, a number of squares equal to the result, so he can reach out pretty far, maybe.
He can use poison if moved or placed.
But it's only on his alternating clicks.
Yeah, boo.
And then when Leapfrog... when he uses... He can KO himself, is what he can do. When Leapfrog uses poison, after resolutions, deal him one damage.
So, that's the animal keyword, and I'm upset about it.
So I think... This guy could be an interesting combo because the whole point is you knock him back and he takes the one damage.
Yeah.
And then he could then poison and then he goes to click three and then he could charge or whatever, right? Like there's he flips through his dial on his own.
Yeah. So fairly reasonably. There's potential to carry five of these guys across the map and poison somebody five times and kill them. That's fun. And then you also have five empowers over there for, you know, whatever you want to follow it up with. Miss Marvel or I think there's potential.
Definitely more so in Pulp than Modern, but 30 points isn't bad for the kit.
No, I don't think he's bad for 30 points.
He's also like the only person I know that has Earthbound Neutralize.
I guess you could stick a red ring on him if you wanted that penetrate and poison, I guess, too.
There you go.
Man, now we're thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Maybe.
That's interesting.
Maybe.
Just like this next guy.
If the power barrier didn't exist.
There's ways around barrier.
Yes, we know you love barrier. We get it.
See, if he has that red ring, he just drops that red... fire hydrant there.
There you go. All right, now we got a bet. I want Jason to beat Dan with a Leapfrog. I don't know how, but I
I'm telling you, frog characters are always better than they should be.
Phasing Green Lantern just goes across the barrier, drops all the frogs, and wins the fuck out of it.
Yeah, that's not happening to me.
You can kill a lot with five poisons.
Yeah,
quote of the year. Tyler's speech. You can kill a lot of things with five poisons.
Right. Yeah. I will just say again that's I'm not letting that happen to me. To any of my teams that
this
I
guy
play
is basically Maggot 2.0. That's what I'm seeing. Except he doesn't have the freaking animal keyword. Come on.
You know what? They made a very good decision to not allow Maggot in silver. So.
Just don't make the mistake of going armor themed and playing Frogman, because Frogman does have a trait. Frogman and adjacent friendly characters can't be knocked back. So don't play him with Leapfrog. It'd be like, I got this cool frog team, guys. And it's like, he literally can't knock himself back anymore.
That's sad they can't play together.
That's crazy.
They can if they're not adjacent, but...
Yeah.
Mr. Immortal.
He's cool.
He's fun. He's funny.
Yeah. I think I mentioned him on the last episode. Him, yeah. I think he's a fun design, but he's not good.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
not good.
Yeah, all right. Characters within three squares can't use Battle Fury for the old 030 Hulk here.
You know, maybe this is all WizKid's plan. Because how disappointed were we in Hulk in the TV show and the movie when he got to Smart Hulk? We were fairly disappointed because it's like, well, this isn't really Hulk. And so that's how I feel about these dials now. It's like, this is an okay Hulk, but it's not like a good Hulk. It's just an okay one.
It's
I like my Hulk Savage not wearing glasses and a hoodie.
Well, this Hulk is wearing a Hawaiian button-up and a tank top, so...
And he's doing... And he's...
Okay, I don't like my Hulk's wearing a shirt. Okay, how about that? Yeah,
yeah, that's true. When Hulk is given a ranged terrain action, he has a minimum range value of 7.
I saw that.
Oh, boy. That's fun.
It is fun.
Ooh, that's because he can throw the rock further than She-Hulk can.
Mm-hmm. Boulders into orbit. There you go.
What? But yet he's stopped by a Jeep.
Yeah. In his first movie, he took two cars and used them as boxing gloves, but she runs over with a fucking Jeep. Yeah, he can't stop it. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah. All right, our first Prime, we did cover Baby Groot Rare in our Groot grouping. Okay.
I thought this guy broke the game for a second because I didn't read.
Venom Rogue Alert! Venom Rogue Alert! Yeah. wait.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Choose an opposing character within four squares. This I-worded character can use... can use the powers that character can use until your next turn. Replace that character's name with ooh-woo name in the copied powers. Shape change when ooh-woo uses it. After resolutions, you may place him up to two squares away from his current square.
Is there anything that like is so prevalent and so good that this is worth it?
No.
Like, the only thing I think of is Porter, but all you get is pulse wave power, but that's it.
All powers.
I know it's all powers, but like I'm looking for things that like you could break, you know. Like, if you had a Colossal Retaliator.
Yeah, like...
You could copy that.
You could copy Leapfrog's... True. Poison.
Poison power. Damage this guy.
I mean, he could technically do that to Connor Silver Surfer and then hypersonic hit and then after resolutions hit again, right?
Yeah.
If it's a speed power, he could, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he wouldn't be able to heal...
Right,
he doesn't have a higher starting line.
Die.
Yeah, he would be able to heal and stuff. If he was damaged, I mean, like he would, but he has one. He couldn't actually use. He would have to do it as a close because he would have one range,
and he can't shoot out of Jason's.
Yeah, so he would not be able to use the RCE in that situation. Psi Blast.
The thing is, like, if like they had a Retaliator and you're on a small map, you run this guy over, free copy, free Retaliate or something. But it's just not good.
Yeah, it's dependent on what your opponent plays, and that's just never a good idea.
Yeah,
and that's why they left the power. And they're like, you know what? This is Venom. Everyone got upset with Venom Rogue. We figured out how to fix it. Let's just give it this.
Mm-hmm. Let's just make it bad.
Yeah.
All right, now this goes into the question of traits aren't powers, right? That's the whole point.
Right. If it grants a standard power, then yeah, but
right. So, anybody who was thinking of, "Oh, sweet, he could copy Killmonger." That is a trait on Killmonger. So,
right.
That would be cool if he could do that. But he cannot.
All right, Maya Lopez. Choose a standard power and adjacent friendly character. An adjacent opposing character can use. Maya Lopez can use that power until you choose again. Charge, sidestep, stealth. Close combat expert. When Maya Lopez attacks one or more characters, she can use base claws, fangs, or has the marksman keyword. Modify her attack +1. So she's a 12, 13 attack for 6. Now she's not good.
No. It's okay for pulp if you want to try to fit it on assassin, but it's not great. But it's okay.
You need to give her, even if you gave her flurry, she wouldn't be that great. This guy's pretty cool though.
Red dagger stealth. When lines of fire drawn to red dagger or adjacent friendly characters cross the rim of elevated terrain, they are hindered.
Because of his red scarf.
Yeah, that's weird. For some reason, he's got the cosmic keyword.
because of the
He's in Miss Marvel. He's in that other plane or whatever that those characters came from.
Why was I thinking he was from Moon Knight? I was thinking he was from Bucky and
Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier and Falcon. Sidestep Red Dagger can't be targeted by opposing characters unless they're adjacent to him. At the beginning of your turn, you may deal Red Dagger one unavoidable. So he's got the whole Martian Manhunter vibe going on, but he just goes to leap and attack or leap climb. No leap and attack.
Leaping attack would be a way better power to have. Give me some of that. That's a new standard power we need.
Yeah, just change leap climb to leap and attack.
Yeah. He would maybe be playable more if it wasn't at the beginning of your turn. You deal him one unavoidable. That would mean you can like sidestep up. Get him like TK'd, sidestep up, and then swap him to that Blades Claws range 3. Like,
which is probably fine.
I'll be honest with you, I thought that speed power was green, and I was more excited for this guy. So, he's not as good as I thought he was.
Nope.
Yeah.
And even he wasn't that good.
We have our first unique Donnie Blaze.
Donnie Blaze.
At the beginning of the game, generate portal marker.
Porter marker.
Yeah, generate a portal marker 5 squares away from any map edge. Okay. At the beginning of your turn, you may generate a 008 demon on click 1 adjacent to the portal marker. If you do, roll a d6. 1 through 3. The generated demon is friendly to an opponent's force and not KO. Not scored when KO'd. Yeah. 4. Generate another demon on click 1 adjacent to the portal marker, and then remove the portal marker from the game. 5-6, no effect. That's fun. Does that demon? It doesn't have.
It's the flurry close combat expert one that we had before.
Yeah, no close combat, just flurry shape change.
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was close combat. Okay.
Nope.
Never mind.
Yeah. So, no, you're not playing this guy.
The only way that is with, like, Silver Age shenanigans, where, like, you really want to be able to take out an opponent, and so you're like, I'll hopefully roll a 1 through 3, have the portal near me, so I can create them a demon, and then take it out. You know, it's one of those wonky Golden Age, Silver Age crap, where, like, Owas or whatever they were called, Owas. That you can swap sides. That's the only possible way this guy might
play. Well, you don't score him.
No, but it's not about scoring. It's about like hitting your opponent and like knocking them back and doing stuff like that. So it's such a remote case,
right?
It's
or it might be a good way to like get them to like be able to like if they're barriering up, right? You can like start healing up your surfers.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wait a minute. So, yeah, I mean that works in modern. I guess I was thinking silver too, but some like Surfer's Band in silver.
He also has the other power that's not bad. Phasing Silver sidestep free. Place Donnie Blaze or an adjacent friendly character up to 4 squares away from their current square. If you do, your opponent may place them up to 1 square away from their new square. So it's like a free 3 range TK. That's not bad. That ignores line of fire and stuff. Yeah, don't need line of fire or anything.
True. And he's got barrier.
Yeah. You can pop somebody out of barrier. That's kind of fun. But I don't know how good that is. But he does interesting stuff for sure. It's a fun piece.
Yeah. Now for...
And if your opponent and if your opponent was magnanimous, it could be a 5 square free movement.
True.
Now for an absolutely terrible character for Pulp, and probably also for Modern. But
by the way, you can't use trick arrows in Pulp, right? That's just a no-no.
Right.
Okay.
Right. All right.
Got it. I don't even want to talk. That Clint's awful.
Well, so do the trick arrows trigger off of his end cap?
Because it not depends on the trick era.
Maybe. But at 75 points, that's awful. No rollouts, nothing.
Yeah, and you can't use it in pulp, so yeah.
Yeah, like you wouldn't be able to use like Trick Arrow Electrical because it says choose a hit character instead of normal damage.
Yeah, and you can't replace.
Right, yeah, but they're not all of them are instead of normal damage. There's like a couple that aren't.
Yeah, like when you hit something happens that would trigger on it.
Yeah, but still 75 points is not great for that.
Moon Knight continues the 200 point main characters, and he's pretty cool.
I think he's solid in pulp. I mean, he can't be outwitted. I understand he's just toughness up top. But, like, you could just heal him up. He has free heal Moon Knight one click.
Yep.
And then he's got a retail. Character.
The damage a friendly character since your last turn. Place Moon Knight such that you can close attack. Target chosen character then do so. Yeah, so they just have to have damaged a friendly character. He has three stop super senses clicks. He has battle fear and exploit weakness on none of his stop clicks. That's weird. It's not on the top click, but it's not on the stop click. I hate that.
He ignores characters for movement. He ignores hindering for targeting. Like, he's a solid piece. He doesn't do anything great.
There are some things that he does that you want a 200-point character to do, like ignore characters for movement. I don't like that he doesn't have any rollouts. I mean, he has a little stop click.
And then he just has the free heal. I mean, the free heal is
good. Also, like, he's got three stop clicks with the heal and mystics, so that can come into play for sure.
Yeah, so when I see something like this, I think, how does he compare to Deathstroke and Pulp? Maybe post-retirement it's better?
Well, there's still 100 points to build around him.
Yeah, I get that. Well, yeah, but like
Deathstroke has 150 points to build around.
Sure.
Deathstroke has 200. Yeah, Deathstroke has 200 points to build around him.
I mean, it depends on what.
You play Deathstroke at 100.
Okay.
I'm pretty convinced of that one. The problem is that the reason I say that or bring that up is his stop click doesn't have a reducer, and everything that does something in pulp knocks back. And that's obviously Blue Marvel, Deathstroke, and I'm going to say in general, that's also Orb.
Sure. Yeah,
most of the time.
Yeah. So, and then Orb hits him for 1, 2, 3, 4 with knockback and knocks him past his first stop click.
But then he heals back to the stop click.
I know, but that's just healing to the stop click. Now you're in a. Now you got a chance to get hit to the thing. The thing is, he's missing a reducer on his stop click.
He's missing, like, either he needed a traded rollout or maybe traded steel energy would have been cool, so you could heal with his retail.
You could in modern. You could obviously give him. Wait, no, you can't give him steel energy.
Do any of the motorcycles do steel energy?
No.
Steel energy comes from the symbiote, so you can.
You give him a black symbiote, I guess.
Okay. But we're not playing him in modern, really.
We're not playing him anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, it's Amit. That's who I was thinking. In modern.
For the Herald now.
Yeah, he would get the Herald for free.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem is that he just doesn't have a reducer on his stop click.
So, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody plays him in pulp just as like a 200 point, almost any 200 point figure in pulp is like okay. And he's a little bit better than that just because he does have the retail. He does have characters, movement. Like it's not bad. You could win a couple games with him.
Yeah. That's how I feel too.
Rare Kingpin. Opposing characters within four squares can't use willpower. Invincible Mastermind, Protected Outwit, but only from characters of a lower point value. I like that. And Leadership and Outwit, but he's a pretty generic dial other than that.
He's too overcosted.
Yeah, he's too expensive.
I mean, it's probably going to be... He's not going to be outwitted most of the time, and Unwittable Mastermind is always something to look at. But... There's a lot of Pulse Wave in Pulp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so Prime Kingpin. Friendly characters of 30 points or less can use toughness and modify attack and damage plus one. That's interesting.
That's really good. Like, for if you're just even playing just a bystander team, like APOC, Legacy APOC,
yeah,
just giving your characters a toughness if they don't already have a reducer and plus one attack and damage.
This guy makes sure. Indigos go crazy in silver.
Makes Scott Porter, Pulse Wave Porter, better.
True.
And it makes Black Short better, too. I mean, makes Mephisto better. Yeah, and it's standard characters.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dang, because he was Brute, too. I was getting excited.
So he would make Mephisto 13 for 4 because he should be played with Porters. So,
well, sure.
So that's pretty crazy.
Give him toughness too.
Yeah.
Give,
you know what? For the Leapfrog army.
Now we can't play Leapfrog because of this guy.
Hey, listen, I'm just looking at my two gun kid army.
Oh,
getting better by the day.
Who's now sitting there thinking, okay, like boost me up to maybe a 12, 13 attack for 5.
Well, he's like a printed 9, so.
Right. All right. Yeah, you're right. 12.
Yeah.
12 attack. Oh, no. For 5.
So his movement power, stealth power, choose up to 2 friendly standard characters of 30 points or less within 6 squares. Move those characters up to 2 squares each. Then they may each make an attack.
Yep. This guy's good. Like, I can see people making a team around this guy. And obviously a modern. But just the fact that he gives him toughness, modifies attack and damage plus 1, and then he takes a power action. He takes the power action to allow them to move 2 and make an attack.
Mm-hmm. Like,
that's better than what Kamish could do with his little attack tacky thing.
Right. And he's got the leadership, and he's got the outwit. I'm thinking, like, he makes the grand prize twins be an 11. Porter makes them a 12. Mm-hmm. Who else is less than 30 points? Let me just take a
Daredevil, look. There's Daredevil.
I can think of a lot in silver.
Right, I'm just looking. A less than 30.
Carnage.
The Carnage is not... Carnage is not standard.
Hulk?
Oh, okay. Standard.
Oh, no, he's a Prime. Dang.
I forgot
what the Prime say.
There's some
interesting ones out there.
Yeah, I'm just looking real quick. Jennifer Kale, Daredevil, Zarathos,
Space Ghost, if you really want to.
Space Ghost is good.
Prime, Batman.
Would it work? Scrappy, there you go.
Scrappy's tiny.
Sad day.
Super rare Spider-Man, obviously Mephisto.
It works with the other Prime. There's a lot of Primes this guy works with.
Yeah.
The Prime Iron Spider.
Madam Web, that we're seeing some increase in play on.
Oh, boy.
Daredevil. Like Legacy Daredevil. Two Gun Kid.
I think it's almost better in silver, because then you got Flashes, you got High Evolutionaries, you got...
You got Peeper.
Peeper's true.
Saint Walker, Cyborg, Commissioner Gordon... Yeah, okay. All right. I'm seeing it.
I just want to call out how dumb his
demon
power is. It's Mastermind Toughness, and Kingpin's other powers have Protected Outwit, but you want to outwit the defense power, so it protects all the other powers that you wouldn't want to outwit.
Well,
it seems really dumb.
Well, Tyler, not everyone deserves a happy ending.
Plus, you can outwit. Can't you outwit that defense power, and then they're no longer protected outwit?
But then you have to. Then you're wasting 2 outwits.
Yeah,
on
you
it.
Can, but like you just kill them if you outwit the master.
Sure.
I mean, it is 6 clicks for 55. So I mean, it is not nothing.
Found you two gun kid army.
There's definitely something to keep an eye on, but
they're making 3 attacks per kid. So.
That's true.
Like, now I'm going to start building with Kingpin and Two-Gun Kid, even though they don't theme at all.
Do they share a keyword? Oh, okay.
No. Unless, like, he has something else, but no, probably not. But it's interesting.
It's interesting for sure.
Wait a minute, there. Let's see.
Yeah, no share keywords. She-Hulk?
All right, yeah, She-Hulk, 038. The Abomasnate trait.
Objection's interesting.
But Faust did it way better.
She does it different than Faust. It's any free action within four. It's not. You're thinking of there's another She-Hulk or something that does what Faust does. This one is just
and
within
it's
four.
Three through six. That's kind of fun.
Yeah,
that's good enough.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, but that's really an interesting power. Like, very interesting.
Yeah, the problem is within four.
Yeah.
Like, if you scratch out that four and make it an eight.
Well, that's like the whole map, Daniel. Sticker in the middle of the map as she gets the whole map with that. That's a little too strong.
Now you understand Daniel's mind.
Yes, no, I fully get it. It's just, it's easy to just say replace four with eight.
Her problem is that she's not 20 points with two rollouts. Then she'd be worth it.
Yep, or stealth,
sure.
Or something. Yeah, I mean, she's just way overcosted for what she does. Like, she is 60 points with no outwit protection, you know, no good defense,
no moving attack.
She becomes the target.
Yeah.
Or maybe not even the target because...
No.
Because there's not a... range. She may turn off you popping out a construct. Like, that's it. It's right. Once per turn. It's not as if...
Oh, it's once per turn. Oh, gosh. Let's just... Yeah, Madison. Let's talk about a good rare.
Madison is good.
Shape change.
Yeah, she's,
once per
she's
game.
Right.
When Madison would take damage, you may stead and place Madison adjacent to a friendly character with the mystical keyword, Wong. If you do, turn Madison to click 3. If that character is named Wong, you may turn her to click 1. So movement power at the beginning of your turn, roll a d6. One, Madison places, or an opponent places Madison up to 1 square away from her current square. 2 through 6, move Madison up to 2 squares. Perplex, Madison, on her special damage power, Madison may use it a second time if she's adjacent to a friendly character with the mystical keyword. So double perplex for mystical. Movements.
Double perplex, shape change, and better than a stop click. Like, she's...
Yep.
Very
good. It's not protected pulse wave, though, so that is a thing.
It's not. And she also has underworld keyword, and she can move, like, that thing, her trait.
Team ability.
Team ability.
We're not complaining about this at all, right? Like, this is great.
No. I'm sad that she's unique, or else I can play three of them.
Yeah, she's probably, there's no probably, she's only playable on mystical, so.
Yeah.
Mystical characters.
She's only playable, you have to have a mystical character, but there's a lot of those. It's not just, she's obviously really good with Wong, but any mystical attacker you probably want to have her.
Right. I mean, exactly. Yes, that one, Kong, Mephisto,
Ghost Riders.
048 Ghost Rider. A rat. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Ghost Rider even helps protect her with the shape chains being unavoidable.
Madam Web.
Also, the speed power can mess her up because if your opponent moves her 1 square away, you don't get the double perplex and she doesn't have a sidestep, so it can be annoying to get that double perplex.
But it's only on a 1, and that's just such a minor downside.
I know. I'm just saying.
Imagine if you rolled a 1 and you were like, "No, I really need that double perplex," and then you Black Shirt Porter rerolled it and rolled another 1.
Oh, you know what's really funny? Your opponent... Oh, no. Okay, they were ahead of me. They said, okay, the opponent places Madison up to 1 square. She doesn't move up to 1 square, or else she could have picked up your guys and moved them with Underworld. That would have been crazy. No, they place her. Okay.
You're probably never actually rolling that power, realistically.
No, you have to.
You have to.
Oh, at the beginning, I didn't realize it was. Oh, it's not a free. I thought it was a free thing, like a sidestep.
That's
maybe
why it's potentially bad. It, even if like it's, she's still a perplexed shape change stop click. You know, still not bad, but
yeah,
it can just be annoying.
Jason, doesn't this sculpt kind of look like Rhea Ripley?
The face a little bit, it does.
Yeah.
I will say, don't forget, don't try to play her on like a Silver Age team with Retail. Because that you roll that one and then you're not retailing anymore because a figure was placed.
Oh my god.
Could be bad. depending on the retail, because some of the retails, like if a character hadn't been placed this turn.
Yeah, you're right. That could screw you up. That's funny.
just a funny little thing if that happens.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, Ronin. There's tons of like mystical stuff. Like I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
all of Wheels of Vengeance.
Yeah. Basically. Yes. Good call there. Yeah.
You got Arachnite.
Iron Inquisitor. Yeah, tons of stuff. Okay, she's fantastic. Best piece in the set so far, yes, by far.
And she's pulp legal, so.
Yep.
And so is Orb. So. All right, Ronin. Man. Nope.
I don't know if I'd say meh.
Does he not have any movement attack unless somebody dies?
Yes, sidestep. Yes,
sidestep.
The best movement attack.
Oh, they almost made Vulture 2.0.
Like, he might be okay in Pulp. Like, just okay on an Assassin's team. Like,
I don't think he's... Like, that dial's not bad. Like, it's not bad.
He would have been better in Pulp before, because you could throw out some of those paparazzis and have them just die, and then he would then have Charge Flurry. But
like, he's 55 points. He has the stop click that also heals. His style's okay.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's okay for Pulp.
Yeah.
Lucky the dog, Pizza Retriever, at the beginning of the game, generate a pizza object. When a friendly character would use the Trick Arrow equipment before revealing the card, roll a d6, 4 through 6, shuffle a friendly used Trick Arrow card into that character's unused Trick Arrow card and set them face down.
Wow.
Which, funny enough, works for him because he can free equip the Trick Arrow equipment because he's got marksman. And it doesn't say when another friendly character says a friendly character. And he's not tiny. So technically, in modern, he could.
Right. So it's funny.
You wouldn't want to.
It's funny because... So here's my thought. Is that opposing characters in four squares can't use shape change. And
solid.
That is solid. But here's my thought. Is, like, we still have Cosmo. And we have Ghost Rider, right? Mm-hmm. So if you are trying to use your shape change as a reliable defense power, keep in mind power erasers still exist. But if you're really trying to use your shape change, Ghost Rider. You got to play Ghost Rider. In which case, Lucky's...
If you're relying on it, yeah.
If you're relying on it. That's a very key statement there. So, Lucky...
So, don't forget, real quick, the pizza object. A character holding this object has free, destroy this object, and heal one click. So, he just throws out an object that someone could free, eat a slice of pizza, and heal. Like, that's fine.
Also, like, obviously, Ghost Rider is a thing, but like against a lot of people, that's, you know, you got your Prime Spider-Man normally don't play Ghost Rider. A lot of the, unless it's the Defenders version, a lot of the CSSs don't have Ghost Rider. Mephisto normally doesn't have Ghost Rider. Like, there's a lot of shape change out there. This guy helps with a lot.
Yeah, but Prime Spider-Man can be played with Ghost Rider. I mean, it's not like that's a weird thing to say.
He can? Do they share?
No.
Is he a defender? Oh, he is a defender too, isn't he?
No. You just play him.
unthemed. You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you don't get the porters.
Yeah. I'm saying most of the teams that are running Shape Change do not run Ghost Rider.
Except
Ghost Rider is pretty prevalent.
Except Ghost Rider himself.
What do you mean?
Ghost Rider relies on his Shape Change.
Obviously this guy isn't good against Ghost Rider, but there's a lot of teams that this guy helps you a lot with that don't run Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I get it.
Most of the teams that don't rely on Shape Change are relying on the fake Shape Change known as Killmonger. So
that's true. He does not help against that.
Yes, Lucky does not stop Killmonger.
But once again, Lucky's 20 points, guys, with right. enhancement. Like,
yeah. He's 10 points since you get the. No, I'm just kidding. his trait basically means that your trick arrow never runs out because, like, every time you use it, it's a 50-50. So, like, most of the time, it's just going to keep going until the game's over.
Yeah, he's a solid piece, but he only fits on certain teams.
Right.
To make it work.
Yeah, I like him.
And now, I guess a good point is he works in pulp. I would have to see how much Shape Change there actually is in pulp, because then you don't have to worry about Power Racers or Ghost Rider, because none of those are legal in pulp,
yeah,
for the most part. So,
just don't. I think my point behind all of that is to say, don't think that Lucky is a silver bullet to Shape Change.
Can someone explain to me what show these next people come
from? Werewolf by Night. Yeah, Werewolf by Night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never watched it.
It was good. It is really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I haven't watched it yet, but I kind of get the gist of it.
It's really good.
The figures in this set from that show are all pretty interesting, so it's making me want to watch
it. It's only like an hour long. It's only one show. It's really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It was a special presentation. Go watch it.
I will.
Yeah.
All right, so this guy has I'm Always Saving You, Ted. Support, Perplex. Support is free, but only to choose a character with a monster keyword. A la Dr. Frankenstein. Anybody?
Yep.
And then I have 100 deaths. It is a special defense power.
That's not on his card. On his dial.
And it's a stop click. I don't know. I'm assuming it's going to get an errata.
Who the hell is this?
On six. It's gonna be on click six.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. When this click is revealed, you may replace Jack Russell with a character named Werewolf by Night on his last on KO click. If you do, the opponent scores this guy immediately and does not score the replacement character. Okay.
And we'll get to Werewolf by Night, but he actually is solid. So
But he's not a cur, right? So
this guy has support perplex, and on every one of his clicks, he either has support or perplex.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with
that's
this
so
guy.
That's so weird.
Yeah, this
is now with your perplex. Too bad I have it again.
No, so the dial, there's something
it's bad.
The dial
was just the wrong dial altogether.
Yeah, something was not printed correctly with Jack Russell, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's not good.
I bet it's a totally different dial. You know what I mean?
It could be.
The curve could be.
Even if everything works the way we hope it does at the end of the erratas, he's not good.
Unless he's a different dial, we're not looking at. All
right. So
if he was a Black Lantern, he'd be amazing, but.
That's true.
Fortunately, he is not.
Wow. Verusa. Target trait. When a friendly character KOs an opposing character with the target token, heal that friendly character 2 clicks. In this game, if they have mystics, if the KO'd character had the monster keyword, score 15 victory points.
It's that damage power you probably play in her in pulp.
Yeah, she's a Deathstroke killer.
Yeah, she's looking at Deathstroke and say, "Hey, bad boy, how you doing?" Now she's not killing him, but
she's helping. She's assisting.
Yeah, somebody else definitely is.
Is that target trait ever like worth it? That's like 40 extra points. Like,
it's one of those that when it came out in Notorious, I said in pulp. There's The problem is after the first one, there's only a few characters that can give you move that target token to somebody else.
Yeah.
And most of them were primes, unfortunately. But it's one of those where maybe in Pulp it could work. I don't think it'll ever work in Modern, but Pulp might have enough.
What's like a cheap monster figure that's easy to kill? Is there one?
Like,
I guess anytime you kill a Scott Porter, you can just target Scott Porter.
Oh, snap. Oh, wait, hold up. Mm-hmm. Demon has monster, guys. We found it.
Oh,
Donnie Blaze.
Now, hold on.
Donnie Blaze.
That's 40 free points right there. And it gives your character a Mystics? Ooh. I don't know. That's not bad.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
But yeah, no, she's probably only ever seen play in Pulp, and it's purely because of Deathstroke. Because of Deathstroke's everywhere, being able to just say you don't get to use that or shape change or stealth. Right. Like that's good. That's good enough for 30. Right? Yeah, that's good enough for 30 points. And she has Mastermind. So I mean, she's not super easy to take out.
That's right. All right. And then on to the Trick Arrow. All right, well, this is Daniel, and the super rare is an up half of the recording. Didn't work, so we will be recording the super rares and up portion of the show again, starting with the Trick Arrows. So, I don't know, this is the second time this has happened. I'm going to go through all of my settings and stuff on my computer and see if I can get this fixed and stop this from happening again. But thanks everybody for listening to ClickStuff today, and we will talk to y'all real soon about the super rares and up. Later.